Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad.
What is doing? Mm-hmm. Happy Friday to all our listeners. Welcome to our program on this Friday morning, The God of the City. As we say, we dedicate every Friday and dedicate it here in the city of Cocoa. And we lift up the name of Jesus Christ on this day. Not that it's only this day we lift up the name of Jesus Christ. We lift it up all every time we have an opportunity. But we have dedicated Friday as the day when we will speak a word from God over the city of Cocoa. Simple. And go ahead, Dan.
Celebration Tabernacle has been in the city of Cocoa for 25 years. Been at 1010 Dixon Boulevard since 2006, but when first in ministry, it was in different locations within the city of Cocoa. Here at this radio station was one of the dwelling places for Celebration Tabernacle Church and the onset, as well as the Space Coast, what's now is the Space Coast Convention Center. So Celebration Tabernacle has been called to the city of Cocoa for 25 years, and there's evidence that it's here. There's evidence of obedience to the call of God on Celebration Tabernacle Incorporated. And, you know, Pastor Errol and Pastor Kim, they're the founding pastors in obedience to the word that God gave them. Asked Pastor Beckford to come and be his star in the city of Cocoa when Pastor was in Caesar's Palace winning a Bright Star Award for an insurance company where he used to work for before he came before he accepted this role that God had gave him here in the city of Cocoa. So 25 years, a quarter century here in Cocoa. Faithfulness.
Faithfulness. God honors mm-hmm. what? Faithfulness. Not jumping around.
Mm-hmm. And that's the place where he is called. Because Pastor Beckford has been invited to many places. He's been out of the country doing ministry, not often, because he knows where he's called. He's called to Cocoa. Though the invitations come often, he doesn't go. He stays right here in Cocoa where he's called, but he's ministered in different places in the Philippines. They mm-hmm. even wanted to namesake a church over there, Celebration Tabernacle, based off of them coming over there, Pastor Errol and Pastor Kim, and sowing into that ministry, impacting it and such over there, and then other places throughout the world. But he knows that the call, that his assignment is the city of Cocoa. A place that he never knew coming up as a boy in Jamaica. Whoever heard of the city of Cocoa?
Cocoa. I have no idea.
A place he did not know when he was in NYC, in New York University.
This is the last place on the map.
But God called him
to
the city of Cocoa.
And here am I. Mm-hmm. And I serve with gladness and with the word that gives me trouble sometimes, simplicity of heart, very simple of heart. And there's no, big language. I don't need that. The gospel is very simple, man. It's simple. Salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Mm-hmm. Well, what's so complicated? You don't need no PhD for that. I don't need to find no big word to express that. It's a simple. God's word is simple, what I'm saying. It's God doesn't is that mm-hmm. God is not complicated,
right?
So he says, don't make me complicated. God reaches down to the lowest person. He is on each of us, what? Level. And we were teaching that this week. He's on the level of the guy with the five. He's on the level of the guy with the two. He's on the level of the guy with the one. That's why I love him so much. I don't love religion. I love God. You know that.
It's the power of we. That was our prayer point last Friday.
Yeah.
But over the city of Cocoa, and we'll continue with that this week.
That's the word.
The power of we.
Yeah.
And we, if you think about, is the power of God.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people talk about Celebration Tabernacle because the church owns two commercial plazas on Dixon Boulevard.
Yeah.
So people have their story of how they think Pastor Beckford acquired acquired those plazas and such. But it comes down to the power of we. Because there was no money. There was a word from God that said, now is the time.
Yeah.
And moving in it and going and negotiating with the power of we, not negotiating with money.
Yeah.
Because there was no money to negotiate with. But it was the power of we. And then the money came through obedience, being in the right place, going through the process with the down payment of faith.
Can God trust you? Can God trust you? Can he trust you? That you going to go when he said go. Can he trust you this morning? That's a word over the city of Cocoa. Go ahead, Dad.
The power of we.
Yeah.
Because it's not you alone.
That's right.
And so many times we think it's about money. It's about this. If we have this, we'll have more power. No, it's God. If God is for you, if you are moving and you're going on his beckoning, on his drawing, on his assignment, it's everything else is going to come together. But the first thing you have to do is go. Where we were, I believe it was Luke 10, verse 1, where he said that he sent them two by two of the places Jesus was getting ready to go. But he sent their body as a forerunner. Then the power of him showed up in that place. So we're going to look at 2 Chronicles chapter 14 this morning. Last week we were in 2 Chronicles chapter 13. So it's a similar account of different people who depended on God, the power of we. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, starting at verse 11. And Asa was the king of Judah. He had 580,000 amongst him for battle, and the Ethiopian army had 1 million men against him. So again, we have an account of somebody being in opposition to another entity that had double the power, numeric number. So King Asa, who is the king of Judah, he has 580,000, and he is coming up against the Ethiopian army of 1 million men. So Asa cried out to the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on you. And in your name, we go against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you. So see what Asa say? He said, we rest on you. He said, do not let man prevail against you. He's taking himself out of the way. This ain't the battle of King Asa. He said, this is the battle of God.
Yeah.
He said, do not let men prevail against you. Because if they will prevail against Asa, then they will be prevailing against God. And that's not going to happen because they were subject. They were in submission. They were in position for what God was going to do. They were fully reliant on what God was going to do. They're operating in the power of we. Although the opposition was twice as much, the million, and they had half of that. He said, no, this is about you, God. Do not let man prevail against you. Verse 12, so the Lord struck the Ethiopians before Asa in Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. So again, just like last week when we were in 2 Chronicles chapter 13, the Lord struck. So now let's see what happens after the Lord strikes the Ethiopians before Asa and Judah. It says the Ethiopians fled, verse 13, and Asa and the people who were with him pursued them to Girgar. So the Ethiopians were overthrown, and they could not recover, for they were broken before the Lord and his army, and they carried away very much spoil. Then they defeated all the cities around Gerar, for the fear of the Lord came upon them, and they plundered all the cities, for there was exceedingly much spoil in them. They also attacked the livestock enclosures and carried off sheep and camels in abundance and returned to Jerusalem. So after the Lord struck, they pursued. After the Lord struck, they pursued, and they carried back an exceedingly much spoil. And they got much wealth, much spoil. They plundered the cities after the Lord struck. So though it looked like they were the small entity, though it looked like they wouldn't have the power to prevail, they knew God. They knew that it was truly the battle belonged to the Lord. And all they had to do was stand.
Yes.
All they had to do was be in position.
Yes.
Be prepared for when the opportunity come. Because when the Lord strike, they're able to go and plunder then.
Come on.
The spoil after the Lord strikes. So that's where we miss it. We're praying for God to do all these things, but we're not in position to go pursue the spoil.
Yes.
The Lord strike, and we're like, okay, cool. But now that was an opportunity. That was a door that just got kicked wide open.
Yes.
For us now to go into, for us to be able to operate in. You know, a lot of times we don't like this leadership. We don't like the person in this position. We don't like that. Okay, but if the Lord kicked down that position, it was available right now, are you prepared to step in it? Do you have the qualifications that you need? Do you have the experience? Do you have the worth ethic to be able to step into that position? So a lot of times we're, you know, in the background talking about what we don't like. But if every ungodly leader was taken out of their position right now, and I'm talking about leadership at all levels, leadership at the grocery store, leadership in the gas industry, leadership in the in government, leadership in every entity that you could think of. If all ungodly leadership was taken out, if God struck them right now, are there enough Christians mobilized and ready to come into those positions? Are we ready? When the Lord strikes and the opportunity comes, are we ready? Are we believing in the power of we? Are we standing when it looks impossible, knowing that that opportunity, that door is going to be opened onto us at any moment? Are we making the preparation? We always say at Celebration, the canister that the farmer has the seed in when he goes out to sow, it's a lot smaller than the canister that he's going to need, the capacity that he's going to need to come out and to reap the harvest from the seed that he's going to sow. The power of we. The power of we. Bring God.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make a day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.